good morning. Can you pass it along? 11:07 on a nippy morning, but after all of the yesterday's and this morning's rain, I'm coming up here. Oh my goodness. When I say nippy, I'm not joking. On the mound here. Wow. It's snowy. So basically what we have is rain here. It was cold enough. We're talking about... maybe 700 actually. It could be 1500. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's snowy there. I have a snowy cap in the distance. You know? But I'm gonna go to Mercadona. I had a day off yesterday. Quite a bit of rain. Never even went to the library because of the rain. Obviously, I had a cat, but there was no. I didn't really have any. I would more than likely go today, but yesterday not. Anyway. This morning was okay. A couple of days. Thank you. some, like the one with Halle Berry. Oh, they're fucking hilarious. And I can't help but say that those guys must have really enjoyed it. So fast! Don't eat so fast! Easy, easy! Nobody's gonna steal it from you. Alright? It's good to see you, girl. And I'm gonna head up because here's my ball. Oh, today. Huh? It's cold again. But again, that's good because you're gonna be suffering this summer. And we think a German Shepherd would have a. When you get to the 40 or whatever. Blue view! Blue view! Pushy pusha! Pushy pusha! Gushy pusha. All right, girl. Thank you.
dog though. Yay. Kissy Pasha. Kissy Pasha. Oh, you wanna play? You wanna play? Yes, you do. Yes. I can bring you a treat next time. Yes? I bring you a treat. You're looking good though. Well, that's interesting. My headset just died on me. I'm wondering if those wondering about this headset. It's getting a little tricky to charge. When I plug it in, it's at kind of a port. I don't know what you call it. I guess it may be the equivalent to the lightning for Apple. You know, it's I think it's kind of universal, I guess, outside of Apple. Anyway. Oh. Yeah, very pretty coat, that dog. That another female, actually. She would come to the fence, crouch herself down, wagging the tail. Well, actually, the tail between her legs, so basically submission. So felt pretty confident because she could have, you know, bit my finger, which happened to Pilar, one dog that I forgot where she was, that she got bit. And yeah, it could always happen, you know. But I guess I try to do my due diligence, you know, and I have a feeling that, yeah, you could always have an odd one that just does not display it and kind of loses it, you know. But so far, not. And I guess it's worth it for me. And until that happened, then I'm not going to worry about it because, well, that's part of life. You know, you just can't control everything. And the point is not for nothing to happen. So, you know, you do, you take chances, you learn. And sometimes, well, you know, things just happen. Anyway. I guess, I don't know if it's self-righteousness, but I feel good to be back on a completely plant-based, you know? So the eggs are gone, you know, it's my, it's gonna be what, 4th day now, right? Yeah, it's gonna be at least 4 day. I don't miss them, so, and I'm not saying I'm not gonna eat them again. You know, the cheese is, I think the cheese is gonna be more of a viable option, or more of a possibility on the Camino, like a log of a goat cheese. Most people let me see, I gotta pee here. It's kind of muddy, I gotta be careful not to get stuck too much. It's quite muddy. Barro, mud. Muddy, I barro, you just see there is mud. I don't think there is an adjective, I think barro is just a noun. Substantive noun. But anyway, but yeah, like I'm back to having a thing of lentils in the morning, so I'm definitely, I have like a un cuenco, it's like a cereal bowl, you know, but like the French one, you know, the one you put both hands over, you can have your, like some French breakfast, they're going to have like a big bowl of, whether it's a hot chocolate or even tea or coffee with milk, and it's quite a big bowl. Which doesn't come close to my 1 liter of chicory stuff that I drink in the morning. But sorry about the cleaning the throat. Oh wait, I got muddy. But yeah, I've been eating that on top, and then of course the oats. I really like the food that I'm eating. You know, it's like the lentil is freaking amazing. I've kind of up the spices. Kind of Vivekananda, what I'm reading, is talking about actually food. You know, talking about the fried food. So it's actually, I think we're looking at about 100 and, hold on a second, I got some pebbles that found their way inside my sandals, my kin. Oh, shit. Here we go. Are we done? Okay, I think I might have another one here. There we go. Okay, good. Yeah, just a cakey stuff on the bottom. So his lectures, they were recorded and transcribed from I guess it's touring the US. I'm not quite sure why the... Dang it! Yeah, this is going to be annoying here because I can't have it. It's getting stuck between my socks. All right. Okay, so hold on a second. Okay, are we good now? Good, okay. And he talks about fried food as being bad. Kind of actually what he's saying is kind of a line of, in line with my understanding, you know, in terms of what would make a decent diet. I guess in this case, dairy product, you know, something that is more prevalent in India. And as far as I'm concerned, milk is an issue. Yogurt, I'm talking about plain yogurt, like with the bacteria, you know, fermented kind of. It's kind of hard to know though at times. But, you know, and some cheese, those seems to have different effect than the milk. The lactose seems to be broken down. It seems to affect the digestion because I get steady with a contradictory outcome depending on how processed the dairy is. So yeah, on the Camino, I could see myself. I'll definitely, you know, let Antonio know that, you know, there's a possibility, you know, that we're going to be eating separately because, when I was at his place, you know, it was definitely meat laden. So, and which is, you know, quite typical in France. I think it's changing, you know, but I think it's quite typical. But I definitely do not intend to go down that aisle. If it's going to get warm, I'm really going to enjoy the, you know, hummus, guacamole, tomato, arugula, you know, sandwiches, and when I want pasta, tomato sauce, you know, with a lentil. Those are just great, all around, easy to make, you know, hard to find. There are differences between Portugal and Spain. I'm so familiar, you know, with what to expect in Spain and Portugal. Well, I got used to it, you know, and but there's a little bit of adaptation there, but that's all good. Of course, when the weather is nice, it makes everything else, you know, more enjoyable to go to the store and all of that. So, definitely today I'm more upbeat, you know, considering what's coming because, wow, this last, what, week and a half it's been? I think it's been a week and a half. It's been hard. It's been challenging, you know. Faltar de ánimo, you know, kind of not having that kind of, not feeling inspired, not feeling jazzed up, you know, something I'm so used to, at least in the morning, you know, and, yeah, when that's not there, it just kind of, it deflates your whole day, or my whole day, at least, and, you know, not having to work, so I don't have to give any counts, I'm not accountable to anybody. I'm not accountable to anybody, so, you know, but then at the same time, I'm pretty, you know, reliant and I am autonomous. I mean, I don't, you know, I think I am naturally, if I'm in the right place, I am pumped normally, you know, at least, you know, for the morning and the kind of early and later part of the afternoon. When evening come, I have to say more and more. It's just not that interesting to me. The evening is when the sun starts to go down. It's like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to do anything. And even more so, you know, when I've spent hours walking and being in nature. So I've had my fear with nature. It's like, I don't care being in a city to go to a bar. Or unless, of course, you know, I am... meeting people with whom, I mean, and again, with Antonio, we could go, you know, like, if that's something he really wants to do, I will most likely indulge him, you know, to go check out, to go take a walk, a stroll after dinner, maybe, but by myself, I'm just very content, you know, to just call it in, and just chill. So, I'm definitely aware in terms of what my needs are, and I think I'm pretty good at addressing them to the best of my understanding. And once those have been addressed, it's like, you know, of course, put me 20 years before, that would be different. But like when I first did the Camino, you know, because after dinner, and I wasn't cooking most of the time, which is interesting. My first time in Spain, obviously I didn't speak Spanish. Well, few words, but nothing. And so I would go mostly to restaurant to eat food, what else? That is silly. But basically after the restaurant, you know, they do everything for you. You just give them some money. And so I would take a straw. They felt very lonely too. There was sadness about it. I met some people, you know, in the first one. Remember a guy from Boston, a guy from the Scandinavia, Luna. I kept in touch a little bit with, I think she had one, at least one kid. I had a crush on her too when I met her, Luna. But she spoke English. So there were a few people, but yeah, it was mostly on my own. And as of now, anyway, this is how I like it. So it's going to be interesting, you know, with Antonio. But like I say, you know, we're more than likely going to be walking most of it on our own, you know. Most of it on our own. And I think we'll have plenty of time in either meeting at a place or maybe to start the morning together, and then they'll take a break and I'll just keep walking, whatever the case may be. I think there'll be a natural flow to it. You know, may I remain, you know, and I'll go to sleep and I can sleep, so these things remain, you know, nice as can be. And, like it was last year with Dorito and Nora, you know, we never walked together. We saw each other on the trail, you know, but we never walked together. But it was just nice to meet. And then we pretty much spent the whole afternoon and morning together before we left. So this kind of, for me, was like perfect, the perfect formula. That's really my ideal. It's wonderful to have a day by yourself, you know, to be in nature like that, the way I like it. And then you just socialize in the evening. This is one of the treats, I call it, of the Camino. Anyway. But that's neither here nor there, because I still don't know, you know. I guess this is Holy Week, eh? This is Semana Santa. We are. So, I don't know how it's going to affect the people here, that kind of weather. In Sevilla, it looks like it's actually going to be very nice for Semana Santa. More than actually close to perfect, because they may have some rain too, actually. So, who knows, because it's, you know, Sevilla. Dang it! Fucking pebble shit getting into the... Okay. But I'm going to have to stop more. I'm getting mud. So, well, but it's not, like, surprising anything. It's almost a day and a half. But it's actually quite clean here on the trail. And I'm saying that, I'm getting more. Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Why are you still? Okay, let me see here. There's some shit. Yeah, there's some stuff that's kicked up inside. Yeah, okay. That's what happened. Stuff got in, and it got pressed with my socks, and it got kicked in. Oh, hold on. I think I just saw. Yeah. Here we go. All right, let's clean that up and clean the other one. Like, I was annoyed this morning too, typing. I'm sloppy on a keyboard. So I make some mistakes and I get annoyed when I make them and I curse. Which is not like, it's not a big of a deal. I remember she would have trouble with that. And I made her realize, hey, baby, it's nothing personal. It's nothing to do with you. It's not a big deal. That's just how I deal with frustration. Me being annoyed. guess you don't really hear a woman dealing with frustration and irritation as well. I think, is it anger? Is it anger or that burst? I don't know. I don't know if I would call them. Well, this is definitely the most muddy that it's been here, but I'm still glad I am out and about. Anyway. So, good day. So what am I going to get in Mercadona? So I'll get, I'll just get a liter of milk. I'll get a kilo of flour. I still have about a kilo and a half. So I'm good, but again, I don't have a whole wheat flour in town. So I'll get that. I'm about out of peanuts. I've really been eating on the peanuts quite a bit. And I like the one with the shell because it means no salt. The other one, they are like fried and in salt. So I don't know why for a while I just completely misjudged it and kind of went for the one that was shelled because I think it kind of looked cheaper actually than the one in the shell. And maybe because technically you don't need the shell to be so pretty if you're going to get them, if you're going to get rid of them and then just process them, I'm not sure. Kind of like between white rice and brown rice, you know, why is white rice more expensive than brown rice for the life of me? I think it has to do with demand, you know. The system is more structured for processing the white rice than to deal with the brown rice. And so, but yeah, no, it just makes much sense because I get the one in the shell, there's no salt, and boom, end of story. I don't have to deal with that, I don't have to worry about it. And actually, those shell, you know, they'll make compost anyway when I'll eat them, so they're easy to be carried. If I'm in an albergue, you know, it's not going to be messy, so I can keep them on me. They don't weigh anything. And I don't have any salt. Yeah, it's still a good price anyway. I think it's like 150 for, I forgot how many grams. But I'll get that. So flour. I need to get oatmeal. Even though I know they have it in Diana, they just they don't have it with the cereal, you know, the breakfast cereal is all the crap, and then they have an end of an aisle display, and that's where they are. But I'll get it there. It's a little less, not a big deal, but you know. So oat flour, soy milk, and whole wheat flour. Yeah, flour, milk. And what I think is, I had some walnut too, actually. I've had some almonds. I still like them, I like walnuts. But I'm kind of not used to the walnut. And the omega 3, of course, you have a. I think it's really one of the best in a plant based kingdom profile. I talked about the ELA and the ELA. Is that ELA? ELA? Before it become EPA and DHA, before it gets turned. So of course flaxseed is one. I guess I could still do that. I could still get another, you know what, I could get a bag of mixed seeds because I could put them back into the bread. Because I was thinking it's not going to be enough oatmeal to be made to put them in. But you know what, yeah, I think I'm going to get a bag of those. So quite a few nuts. And I got my little day pack, and my brain, you know, the top of my backpack snapped around my waist. So basically, I have the brief state to carry all of that. I put the heavy stuff on the pack on my shoulders, and around my hip will be the bulk stuff. This is perfect. Sounds close for anyway. I think. You can hear the here. Interstate? Huh. Could be the interstate. I don't know. But anyway, I think I'll leave it at that for now. Peace and love, and talk to you later. Ooh, stay warm.